Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is today's Old Testament reading, in which we are invited to receive God's priceless gift. The city of Jerash, Jordan, is one of the best preserved cities in the ancient lands of the Bible. Like Pompeii, which was buried and preserved under volcanic ash, Jerash apparently was abandoned after an earthquake and then buried and preserved by massive dunes of sand blowing in from the desert. In the 1800s, archaeologists found the tops of hundreds of columns sticking just a few feet out of the ground, and they started to dig. What they found was an entire Roman city from the biblical era, nearly perfectly preserved. I've been fortunate to visit Jerash and stroll down the ancient main boulevard, a long, wide, paved street with chariot ruts from so long ago worn into the stone and beautiful, tall columns lining either side. It reminds me of the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City. Because at Jerash and other ancient cities in Bible times, these streets and plazas served as their shopping mall, huge open-air bazaars, where residents and people from many miles around came to buy and sell. Those columns lining either side of the street were like the storefronts at a mall. Behind these columns were set up wooden structures and tents, stores and stalls for merchants and traders. It would have all been just like a modern mall right before Christmas, packed with shoppers and sellers. They didn't have neon signs back then, so to get your attention, the sellers hawked their wares to the passing shoppers like carnival barkers. Camels for sale, a good beast at a low price. Pomegranates, get your fresh pomegranates. The best oil lamps, the lowest prices in town. That's the setting for our text, today's Old Testament reading. A marketplace, with you as the shopper, and many competing voices insistently demanding your attention. And among them, God himself is crying out and inviting you in our text. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come to the waters. Come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk. Give ear and come to me. This text is sort of a parable about you. The marketplace is the world. There are many different competing voices in the world constantly calling out to you to buy in to what they're peddling, much like those advertisements that pop up on the internet. Many different competing voices peddling different philosophies of life, all promising you happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction if only you will buy in to them. It might be materialism, centering your life around acquiring and possessing wealth and things. Hedonism, focusing your life on the sensual. Another destructive ism is egoism, not caring about others, but putting yourself and what you want above all else and all others. And relativism, especially in matters of religion and morality, is actually looked on these days as a virtue. There's really no right or wrong. It's all just relative, a matter of opinion. Materialism, hedonism, egoism, relativism. Like carnival barkers and merchants hawking their wares, in the marketplace of the world, these and other worldly voices are constantly calling out to you and trying to drown out the call of God and lure you into their lifestyle instead. At times, all of us have given in to their seductive allure and become sinfully enmeshed in the isms of this world. But trying to find happiness, fulfillment, and satisfaction in the philosophies and pleasures and things of this world is like trying to live by eating the nardoo plant of Australia. This plant tastes delicious and is very filling. The early settlers made it a main part of their diet. But eventually, although their stomachs were full and they didn't feel hungry, they would suffer severe malnourishment and die. It wasn't until years later that modern medicine finally figured out how the nardoo plant had fooled them. Although it is indeed very tasty and filling, it contains an enzyme that destroys the vital vitamin B1, resulting in a form of fatal anemia called beriberi. And because consuming green leafy plants was thought to help, as the anemia developed and worsened, they actually tried to cure it by eating more nardoo. The very food they were eating to fill them up was slowly killing them. In the same way, the philosophies and pleasures and things of this world may seem to fill up your life and give you happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction. But as the French philosopher Pascal said, there is a God-shaped void in each one of us that only God can fill. Attempting to fill that void with something else is like trying to live off the nardoo plant, food that has no nutritional value or is even poisonous to your soul. As the Lord asks in our text, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? In the marketplace of the world, there is one voice and only one voice crying out with the only way to true happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. The Bible often uses the imagery of thirst to symbolize our inner spiritual longing, that God-shaped void in each one of us. Psalm 42 says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. Psalm 143 says, my soul thirsts for you like a parched land. And so Jesus promises in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. God himself is crying out and inviting you. Why spend your money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me. You could paraphrase what God is saying this way. If you would only listen to me for a change, it seems like you'll listen to anyone else but me. It seems like you'll try every way except mine. But can't you see? It isn't working. You're still not happy. You're still not fulfilled. You're still not satisfied. If only you would listen to me. As Psalm 62 says, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Like a merchant in a marketplace, God himself is crying out and inviting you. And does God have a deal for you? You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Everything else in the world costs something. But God's mercy and love and grace and forgiveness are free. Free because the price has already been paid for you by God's own Son. As Martin Luther explains in the Small Catechism, He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with His holy precious blood and with His innocent suffering and death, that I may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Paul puts it this way in Romans, you are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. God's mercy and love and forgiveness and grace are free because the price has already been paid for you by God's own Son. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. The free water God offers you in our text symbolizes the fulfillment of your inner spiritual needs, filling that God-shaped void within you. But God also promises to provide for all your other needs of this life. As Jesus said, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Wine is often symbolic in the Bible of joy and happy celebration. As Psalm 104 says, He gives wine that gladdens the heart of man. And so, in addition to the free water that symbolizes God fulfilling your inner spiritual needs, the free wine that God offers in our text symbolizes all your emotional needs, joy, pleasure, happiness. Finally, milk is the most basic sustenance of life. And so the free milk that God offers symbolizes all your material needs, which He also will provide. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. God is inviting you to find in Him complete fulfillment. For your spiritual needs, come to the waters. For your emotional needs, come buy wine. And for your material needs, and milk without money and without cost. Jesus put it this way, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly to the full. Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I am somewhat hard of hearing, so I understand the Hebrew for that last phrase. In Hebrew, the command, give ear, is literally to stretch your ear to me, to turn toward God, so that you listen both to Him and also block out the other distracting voices which are competing against God, for you to heed them instead. Giving ear to God and His Word is what you're doing here today. That's what you do in your own devotions and prayers and reading of God's Word and studying God's Word together in Sunday school, confirmation class, and Bible class. Martin Luther says that God concludes his invitation and plea to us in these verses with this phrase, "Give ear to me, because old habits are hard to break." The old habits of giving ear instead to the voice of the world rather than the voice of God. Luther paraphrases it this way: "You are always looking, listening, and going elsewhere. But I say to you, unless you turn your ear and come to me, you will die of starvation. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live." Amen.